This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Kings president Luke Robitaille now joins us on the phone to talk about this and some other things. Luke, how are you today? We appreciate your time.
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
So tell us about the extension here for your great goalie.
Well, it's, something definitely with, Jonathan, he's one of the players that we've had for a long time in our organization. And, obviously from Dean and Ron Ekdahl and our entire ownership point of view, it was very important that we did things right with him. I mean, everybody saw the kind of player he was in the playoffs. We've known us for the last 3 years the kind of player he is because he's been putting amazing statistics throughout that time. So it was important for us in our plan for the next 6, 7, 8, 10 years that knowing that we have Drew with us and Anze Kopitar and the Dustin Brown, Mike Richards, and Jeff Carter, that to make sure that he was part of our organization during that time.
Isn't that the beautiful thing about this, Luke? Is I look at the money sheet here, the budget for the LA Kings, and you've got your key guys now locked up for a long time. I mean, Doughty's locked up, Kopitar's locked up. You got Richardson, Carter who already had long term deals. You get Quick, to this long term deal, and I look at your group still. The key guys are good contracts. I mean, if you had to trade any of those guys, you could trade them. So that's the good news, and you still got a little bit more money even with this. That if you guys want to add something around the edges, you can. So I think you guys are really positioned well.
Yeah, I mean, we want to build something special. I mean, everybody knows Dean Lombardi is a great builder. And we you look back 3 or 4 years ago, and it's safe to say that we took our time and we did things right. That being said, keep in mind, even though it's good now, we signed Anze Kopitar before he became the player he is today. And we signed a few of those guys before. We took a gamble, and it was the right gamble. And that being said, they are fairly compensated. At the same time, they're helping our team. And all these kids, they want to win. They want to have the opportunity to win more than one championship. And we feel we're in a good position now that, for the next few years, we're going to compete for it every year.
Luke, now that this has been done, what else do you think the Kings need to do? What else would you like to see the Kings do this offseason?
Well, we're going to look like everyone else as what's available next week. And at the same time, we want to make sure that, we're talking with all of our guys that helped us win the Stanley Cup. So, this is one of those situations. We're pretty happy with the team we have right now.
Hey, Luke, I want to ask you about something. It's kind of a funny story. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it, how funny it is. But a couple years back, the Flyers and the Blackhawks played, and there was the curiosity of what happened to the puck that Patrick Kane scored, to win the Stanley Cup in overtime. It kind of disappeared, and we had a big investigation. Nobody really still knows where that puck is. And now there's another missing puck from your win over the New Jersey Devils. Your guys had won the game. It wasn't an overtime win, but evidently Patrick Eliash from the Devils picked it up afterwards, and he says he doesn't really know where it is now. I mean, are we going to find this puck at any point?
Well, it's kind of funny, but I'm not sure we're going to do a full investigation and call the FBI, but we certainly would like to see if we can get that puck. I mean, we've looked at videos, and we're asking some questions around, and it's something we'd like to have. I mean, our guys from every series collected every wins game the puck that they won with, and that was kind of like our team thing, and you're looking back and Jordan Nolan has it on his stick and he's so excited he just turned around and let it go. And that's something we're going to tell him next time. If he has a chance to win the Stanley Cup, he should make sure he hangs on to that puck. But it's one of those things that we'd love to have it back. We don't know if we will, but we're going to ask as many questions as we can.
Luke, you were on the Kings for three different stints, and now you're on the team that wins the Cup, part of the team in the front office. What's this been like for you?
It's been amazing. I mean, I've been here since 1986. I left a few times, but I always kept the place here. And I've said it to everyone, the LA Kings always been my franchise. They've treated me and my family really good. And to be part of the group that won the Stanley Cup, it's something very special. And the one thing that I noticed being in the front office, you realize how many people you touch, how many people care. And there's season seat holders have been with us 45 years, some for 25 years. There was a lot of grown men crying in the stands. So that certainly made it very special for every one of us, and certainly me and my family included.
Hey, Luke, everybody, you know, the good news is when you win the Stanley Cup, you get to get the cup for a day. The players all get it. Some of the executives, people around the team get it. And you also get to take it places, and it appears you guys are taking it around today.
Yeah, today we're taking it around to a lot of our media outlet that we work with. And we want to make sure that everyone that supported us, obviously throughout the playoffs, it was big time. But throughout the years, everyone that supported us, we did it yesterday. We went around. We're doing the same today. Today we're actually going to take it to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. And obviously these kids, the hospital's been with us, but we know it's going to be special for them to see the trophy. We're going to bring some of our staff there. Our mascots come in, so we're going to have a lot of fun. And then Saturday, we're going to take it around as many areas in Los Angeles that we could take some great pictures. So we're having a lot of fun this week, but today's going to be a special day this afternoon.
All right, Luke, enjoy that so much. We appreciate your time here this afternoon. We'll talk to you down the line, okay?
Thank you, you guys. It's always good to talk to you guys.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.